Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast, live from Austin, Texas. Oof, out here doing Joe Rogan's Club, the comedy mothership. Can't wait, first time. The weather's great, the trees are green. Probably be smoking some trees later. Don't tell the kids. Excited for what's ahead. A lot of great shows coming, a lot of great big announcements. My special, Read the Room, has been re-released on 800 Pound Gorilla's YouTube page. Go check that out. I'll put a link up right here. Check that out. It's in preparation of a new special that's getting ready to come at you. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Of course, subscribe to the podcast right here. iTunes, Spotify as well. But YouTube right here, that's where it's at. That's where you get the clips, the videos. So you don't miss any moments of seeing myself and the guest rip it up. And today is one of those that you don't want to miss because it's the 700th episode, baby. We did it, 700 episodes. Fuck you, Mr. Tang, and my 8th grade PE coach who said, you'd never get to 700, you fucking idiot. He didn't say that, but I felt like he was thinking it. But here we are, baby, 700 episodes of ALN in the books as of today. And it's a good one. We had to go big. The guest is Brad Williams, who ALN started by Brad. And I came in day one. He goes, I'm going to do a podcast. You want to do it with me? I go, fuck yeah, let's do it. 500 eps later, Brad and I had accumulated so many laughs, so many sweet memories, so many great people and friendships we've developed. So it was only fitting that Brad came back for the 700th episode of the About Last Night podcast. Thank you to everyone who stayed, subscribed, followed, passed it on, and been listening from the get-go. If you're a new fan, thanks for coming in. And it's a real treat to do. It's a blast. It's a lot of work, but I love it. And we got a lot of fun stuff coming your way. So enjoy today's episode. Of course, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. All the tour dates are at adamraycomedy.com. This coming weekend, I'll be back in Austin at Moon Tower Comedy Festival. Shows all across the state, the city. Fuck, where are we? And then that's 19th through the 22nd of April, Moon Tower Comedy Fest. Check moontower.com for all the show info. And then May 5th and 6th, I'll be with the Impractical Jokers in Utah and Denver. May 10th, I'll be at Red Rocks with Chelsea Handler, Joel McHale, and Jay Farrow. That's a big show. Come out to that. SiriusFest.com for tickets for the Red Rocks show. And then May 18th through the 20th, I will be in Atlanta, back at the Punchline, one of my favorite clubs. May 18th through the 20th. May 25th through the 28th, West Palm Beach, Florida, at the Improv. And then we're going Reno, June 1st through the 4th at the Laugh Factory, June 8th through the 10th at the Sacramento Punchline. And then big show, hometown, June 17th, the Triple Door in Seattle, Washington. Two shows because we sold out the first show, baby. So we added a late show. All that ticket info at adamraycomedy.com, where you can also get your Adam Ray merch. We've got new Judge Judy, Only Judy Judges Me hoodies getting stocked and loaded up for the website. So head on over to adamraycomedy.com for all your goodies. And again, thanks for subscribing. Thanks for being here. Today's episode is a good one, man. Brad and I just fell back into the old ways like it was yesterday. So enjoy the hell out of this episode, 700. And here's to 700 more. When I panic, I do the thumbs up. All right, love you guys.
Hey, it's Herbert. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. And you know that when I start singing a boxing theme song that I don't know the melody to, it's a special episode. Because straight from the fucking Sugar Ray Leonard Museum? No, the Muhammad
Ali. First of all, you did the song from Rocky. And I was like, did it? Does he think I was in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
What's happening? I think it's straight from the Sugar Ray Leonard Robinson, Mike Tyson adjacent.
At least I didn't say, was it the Sugar Ray Museum?
Yes. It was just, I just want to fly on loop over and over again. You can only be there for 14 minutes and 59 seconds. That's a reference to their second album. Maybe two people got that
joke.
Yeah,
maybe two. And good on you for getting it.
Yeah, buddy.
You probably live in Riverside.
Yeah.
It's the 700th episode of the podcast, and who better to be here for it than the man who started it from the get-go.
Yeah, man.
And asked me to join, and then here we are. You did 500.
I did 500, and then my wife had the nerve to have a kid. The nerve. Didn't talk to me about it. Didn't get my permission.
I was wondering which way you're gonna go with that. You know, my wife had that nerve to not tell me to pull out.
Yeah.
Is there how many dad jokes do you feel like you're now doing on the reg around non-dads? And then side part two question.
Yeah,
I want to hear around non-comic dads how much your comedy suffers, or because you're dropping C-level material and they're eating it up.
I try around non-comic dads, I try to just, my thing is, I'm just going to shut up. I don't talk.
Yeah.
I don't. They ask questions, and sometimes they know who I am, which is very cool, and sometimes they want to know about comedy, and then I'm kind of into it. I try to keep the conversations as light as possible, and my wife will even turn to me and be like, hey, like, do you, and I'm like, you don't want me to do me. Because if it's the same me that when I'm with you and Santino and Porter and JB Ball, some things are going to be said that are going to scare.
They might end up in my don't look at this folder on my laptop.
Yes, that are going to scare the civilians in the audience. These are people that also have kids who my daughter hangs out with now.
Yeah.
So it's like it's that pressure of like I can't come in and be like, hey, you want to hear a good cunt joke? Like I can't.
Well,
I can't lead with that anymore. That's at least 5 minutes in.
Yeah, I can't lead with that.
No.
There've got to be probably, too, a number. I think in any one of our off-the-court lives as a comic where people are coming up to you at, you know, parent. I don't know. Have you had – is your daughter having play dates to where there's enough dads that are like, hey, saw your Laugh Factory clip. Saw you at the trying to get a ticket, but apparently this guy saw some tickets, huh?
Thankfully, most of the kids that my daughter is friends with,
cool.
Apparently, have deadbeat dads. I don't see them. I don't see them, which I love. I look at my wife and I go, hey, let's make sure all the friends have deadbeat dads.
Now, are these moms looking at your wife and being like, well, I got to get myself an LP husband. Apparently, they stick around.
Apparently, they're here. You know, like, there's only two dads.
You chain them to the bed at night.
Yeah, there's only two dads that do the pickup from preschool, which I am doing. And there's only two dads that are there on a consistent basis. The other dad, I want him to have an app. Because I need this positive man in my life.
Yeah.
He is there for drop off and he is there for pickup every day. I don't know what country he is from.
It's fine.
I don't know the accent. I'll say Eastern European.
Feels
but
good.
When he walks his daughter to school, he's so positive. He's just like, yes, your friends are here too. Yes. Oh, look, and there she is, your friend. Yes, you're going to go to school. You're going to build blocks. You're going to eat Play-Doh. Yes.
And then together we will take over the Ukrainian government.
Yes. And then, like, and then school ends and she comes out. Yes, I am here. You are done.
God.
Just like I said I would, unlike that bitch of a woman I married. Oh, wait. I can't mention her.
She's in the car.
She's gender radiator. Yes. That's always him.
Oh,
yes. I
God.
Need this man.
Yeah.
Every time I think, like, I can't figure out how to make Chef Boyardee. It's too complicated. Yes, you can. It's tomato sauce in a microwave. Yes.
So you're telling me he's the...
They've done all the hard work for you. Italians would kill themselves if they ate this shit, but not you. Yes.
They have done the hard work for you.
I love
That's
this man.
That's so funny.
I love this man.
You're right. There is there's something about that enthusiasm that, I mean, look, I would say, and you know best because you're doing it, you know, 79% of the parents are like, just, all right, see you at 3.
Yeah. Yeah. They just come in. There, one mom, this is like on my daughter's like second or third day of school. And so she's still like really sad when we leave at this point. Now she's like, get the hell out of here. I'm going to go have blocks.
No
like,
way.
Like she's great. But like the third day she was still kind of scared. And this one mom came in like just yelling at her kid while FaceTiming some other person dropping off the kid. I'm just like, and now I'm that guy. I will judge. I judge harshly. How are you in this 10-second window that I see you with your kid?
Yeah.
I think I know everything about you, and I think that mom is horrible. I don't know her life. She could have a very hard life. She could be a single mom because dad's not doing the drop off. He's not yes guy. Yes. You're FaceTiming and being totally distracted from your kid and withholding valuable bonding time. Yes!
Speaking of bonding, your mother is still bonded to the radiator. I feel like that's not the last we're going to see that guy, this podcast.
He's wonderful.
Because if there's anything I know about Brad Williams is he loves a good accent he can do.
Yes!
And a good...
Yes! Yes, I do. It's so easy. If I can, it's all right. Oh. Adam just got COVID.
Oh my God.
He got it.
I've tested every day this week. I'm fine.
Yes. PCR. You got a PCR test. Way more accurate.
What is
fully
this,
vaccinated.
What is this guy?
Yes.
What is this guy's name? And by the way, JB Ball, stay on your toes, man. There's an opener lurking in the shadows.
Oh man, he is good.
What's his name? Or can you not say?
I can't. I haven't said. I haven't talked to him yet because
you haven't talked to him yet. You just observed from afar.
I talked to him, but it's just the dad conversations. Like it's so weird to have kids and like you go to drop off at preschool because you look at this other dad. You're like, I know we should probably have a bonding moment,
yeah.
but all we do is go, hey, so our kids, school, huh?
Wow.
Yes. I dropped him off.
You are every.
Now I can go home and watch you porn. Yes. Freedom, jerking off without having to close the doors. Yes!
It's so funny to be seeing you here live because you are the first category I search when I get home from my kids.
I know! Dwarf porn,
There is something about the small talk at, I think, school drop-offs, grocery stores. When I worked at Albertsons,
yeah,
and I was a checker for a little bit, that small talk, you can't script it.
No.
It's literally, you're trying to pull from the items that people are coming through with. So I'm just like, bagel bites, oof, big party. Oh, that's toaster strudels. You know, yeah. I'm a Pop-Tart guy, but game recognizes game. Well, hey.
There you go.
Lube didn't know we sold that next to the bread. But hey, you know.
Yeah, just trying
you
to
are,
find
You are 10,
something.
So I'm assuming this is for your folks. Yeah.
And then I imagine sometimes you had the person that was like, cool, let's engage,
yes.
Let's talk. And then the other person was like, give me my Pop-Tarts.
Yes, on their phone or yeah. Head down or the weather is also a big one. Is
try.
That ever, like we just walked in, it's pouring down rain.
Yeah.
And literally Brad walks up and I go, how about this rain? And it's like, I said it in jest, but we're going to get that a lot tonight.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Southern cowboy.
Yes.
Living in a Hollywood world.
Yes.
And
that's a Katy Perry song. Just want a SoCal boy in a Hollywood world and whipped cream out of the tits.
I want...
It's
do you think that's I mean, just
it's how she sells
that's
tickets,
her
man.
Pitch meeting.
That
yeah.
is when can
Katie,
I shoot
we need
whipped cream?
We need another hit. She's like, whipped cream tits.
Whipped cream tits. That's the chorus.
That's the song.
So cowboy with my whipped cream tits all over his face. Yeah.
I'm gonna find me a Hollywood man.
Yes.
To lick my whipped cream tits.
Yes, you have whipped cream titties. I'm lactose intolerant, but for you, it's worth it. Yes.
Do you get deterred? Do you get deterred from the weather driving from your humble abode up north?
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Do you get deterred from the weather?
Oh, yeah.
Like we're like maybe this is going to keep some folks away from.
Because we got like shows tonight.
We got shows. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of. It sounds weird. So the clubs in LA are doing so well.
Mm.
The Comedy Store is so hot every night. That. I'm almost kind of hoping it's like a little half full. Like, hey, let me try some
a
stuff
workout,
out.
I was just thinking that, man.
Let me, cause like,
and cause then that means the people that have come out truly want to be there.
Yeah,
and it's and look, sometimes you do get like a half full room or even you know sometimes a less than half full room, and you go, it just feels like it. I truly feel like I don't have to crush it. I can be a little. You guys almost want us to be more exploratory because it's we could have done this in somebody's basement.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. And sometimes I go on stage like, okay, I'm going to work on this one bit that I've only tried once before. Then Eric Griffin goes on before me and just destroys the room, or there's a drop in.
All sorts of sound effects you didn't know he could do.
I was supposed to follow someone where I'm like, cool, low energy, this is going to be great. I'm going to try a bit. And then Leslie Jones is doing a guest spot, and then she just crushes. It just comes out with energy and has a great set. The room is like... And now we have egos, so I don't want to go on stage and be like, all right, Leslie just destroyed the room. I want to follow it. Yeah. I don't want to come on stage and be like, all right, so here's a new joke about the Canadian Youth Hockey League. You laugh. That's the new bit.
That's the new bit?
They switched their name. The Canadian Youth Hockey League used to be called the Midget Division. And that's
you read these headlines and you just go, okay, I'm going to get something out of this.
Yes. That's what I do. I go, well, first of all, I don't even need to search it out anymore. I've got fans. They send me every midget-related headline, clip. They're like, what are your thoughts on this? Like, and I'm like, oh, great. I have material.
I'll get back to you.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Come to the show on Friday.
Yeah. I will write some stuff.
Wow.
And they, there was a fan that sent me this headline, and that's that they used to call the youth hockey division in Canada the – Midget Division, which they thought was very offensive.
It does have a nice flow, I'll be honest. If Midget Division was opening for OAR, I wouldn't not go early.
Yes.
Yeah.
You come there, you're like, oh, Midget Division. Yeah. That's a tight, like, they're a little, they experiment a little with the electronics.
Right. They don't finish a full song.
No. Yeah. It's all short clips. It's all TikTok clips. Just 15-second songs, Midget Division. What's wrong with them? It's an algorithm.
Or is it dwarves on stage doing multiplication tables?
I mean,
or division.
Long division, I'd be with it.
Midget division also could be, now, I mean, there's now, really quickly I hear in a Brad Williams type voice, no, like when you say the midget division, I know some of you are thinking, oh, do they have their own math?
We just divide by fractions. That's it. We just use fractions. That's it. It's smaller portions of numbers.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Right. Also, Midget Division, the most threatening division in all of our armed forces.
1,000%.
You don't want to face the Midget Division.
Well, if the Space Force doesn't work out, we're thinking of going down low, baby.
Ooh.
Underneath the limbo.
Your Trump has gotten better.
Oh, it's a little bit more angry.
Yeah.
A little more, he's also gotten just a little more breathy and a little more of that, I think.
Your Trump has gotten better.
It used to be just up here.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, he's getting weathered and tethered.
Yeah, because, you know, COVID.
And age and fat.
Yeah. And then now he's like 80. It's like Biden, the same thing, where he's just, it's so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
What's going on?
Hey, Jumanji.
Uncle Paul. Uncle
Corn
Pop.
Corn Pop, yeah.
Yeah, Corn Pop. He did it.
Poppy Pop, yeah.
Yeah.
Pippy Pop. Snack Rapple Pop. They're going to be running mates next year.
I'm doing Kyle Dunnigan doing Biden.
Sure, and I'm doing Dana doing Biden doing Dana. I think Biden now is doing Dana's Biden.
He saw it.
By the way, doing Dana's Biden.
Oh, that's a one-act play. It's going to be in the East Village.
Ugh.
But... Yeah. So
Midget Division.
Midget Division. Yes. So they
you
were.
You see that you get it sent to you. And what's your first thought?
Yeah. My thing is, okay. So here's how I write jokes. I look at something and I go, okay, what is a perspective of every single person who is witnessing this joke? So that's how I do it. Where
cool.
I just go, okay, what's the perspective of the midgets? Hey, we got our own division. Great.
Yeah.
They don't have the ginger division. They don't have the Jew division.
Funny.
Like, we got our division.
Yep.
You know, now, what's the perspective of someone going to see the kid play? Oh, my kid's playing against the midgets? He's going to dominate. This kid's going to be great.
Yeah.
How about the guy that just wants to go see hockey? The midgets are playing hockey against each other? Fuck yes.
Wow,
let's
the right
go to
day.
The division.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But then they thought that was offensive. So they switched the name to something that I would argue is more offensive than Midget Division. But they weren't trying to be offensive. The new name is the under-18s. Exactly.
We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here.
So
the
now,
under-18s.
Yeah. So now you have to look at your friends and they're like, "Where are you going?" Like, I'm gonna go watch the under-18s play. That doesn't sound very good.
Does for a joke.
Yeah. So that's the joke, and then I think I tag it with like, "Why don't you just call them the barely legals?" It's fine.
At least you can catch them.
Let's just go through and call them all the just porn categories. I'm going to go watch the BBC play. just do that. Why not?
That's so funny. Now, you don't get genuinely ever perturbed or angry when you see stuff. You have such thick skin, and you're, you know, I was just talking about this with Greg Fitzsimmons yesterday. Yeah. We were bragging about you being a great podcast guest, as you're displaying right now. Yes. That mic's not blocking his face, is it, Mo? Okay, great. The way it is tilted to the side. Should we adjust it or no? Is that fine?
Can you see?
Yeah, I can see. Is that, yeah. I don't know, because mine's a little more off to the side, right?
No, but it looks good.
Okay, great.
Cool.
Okay, great.
Keep that in.
Is there ever you're quick to put the joke? Greg and I were talking about how you're quick to put the joke on yourself. If you see people are uncomfortable, like in any situation, whether they've never met you or seen a little person before, but when you read something, what does it have to be for you to go, I can't be thinking in joke terms because I'm like, that's fucked up?
Oh, man. It's got to be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, because the other dwarf story that people sent me recently, I guess Bill Walton said the word midget twice during a broadcast.
Okay.
And I was just like, I'm not mad at that. Who cares?
Yeah.
Also, he's like 7'2". Like, everyone's
and
a
also
midget
put
to him.
In his high 80s. And it's just like, I don't know. At
don't
some
care.
Point, you're just like, I don't know. They don't care. And they also don't know better.
They don't care. They don't know. Bill Walton's on a lot of weed.
The weed.
Yeah, all the weed. Because in order to get a 7-foot guy high, you got to smoke an entire fucking tree. So, he's on all the weed. It's fine. I'm not mad. So, maybe if there was like a dwarf mass shooter, although I'd probably make a joke about that.
Oh my God.
Not day of.
You haven't yet, huh?
Not day of.
What if Randy Newman came out and was like, so the dog short people is actually about how I wish there were no more short people. Boy, by the way, Randy Newman used to be way less offensive. I don't know what happened.
I mean, but Randy Newman, listen to the guy talk.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
It is. It's a little downsy.
A little downsy.
Yeah, Newman.
Yeah, he's got just the sprinkle of the downs.
It's just a sprinkle.
Just a sprinkle. Not like a potato gun full of downs to the face. Not that.
We're keeping that in, too. So
he's the sprinkle of downs.
There it is. That's Randy Newman.
Randy Newman.
That's Randy Newman.
Yeah. I'm doing Randy Newman.
Wait,
short people. Got no reason. No reason to live. Let me tell you about eugenics. Let me tell you about purifying the white race.
If there was a little person, if there was a little person school shooter, have you thought about this?
No, but now I am.
I mean, you brought it up, and I'm like, I don't know, man.
It'd be so bad because as they were going through the school, you wouldn't be able to see them through the window of the classroom door. So they're just popping out of nowhere.
Oh, God.
Coming in through the air vents.
And looking like kids.
Oh, it'd be horrible.
Yeah, I don't know what the joke is here. It's just all bad. Okay, moving on.
That's why we need to stomp out those midgets.
Randy, I'm telling you, man.
I don't trust them.
It's Randy, it's amazing how your singing voice sounds nothing like your speaking voice.
I don't trust a full adult man that wears Stride Right shoes.
Stride Right shirts?
Shoes. He's got tiny feet, Adam.
Now, I would love to interview
short
Randy for the rest of the show.
No reason to be born.
Isn't that's what he sang about.
That was the initial verse. They have no reason to be born.
Yeah.
We should find out who is carrying the dwarf gene and just kill them.
It seems like that's what you were writing about.
It's a mass genocide of the dwarf race. That's what I'm going for.
Yet somehow you wrote an Academy Award nominated song for Toy Story.
They let Kevin Spacey back in, so they let me back in too. You know, we all got our skeletons. Mine are just really small because the dwarves I've killed.
What a conspiracy to get going. Now, wait, Newman's alive, right?
Wait, Randy?
Yeah.
Is Randy Newman alive?
God, there's certain people that I just go, I'm not totally sure.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Oscars?
I did.
Did you do you watch for the? Obviously, we watch for the Kimmel. We watch for the monologue. He is alive. Great.
He's still alive.
Great.
I'm still alive. I gotta outlive all these
naysayers.
Are there still dwarves breathing? My work isn't done. Gotta eradicate them all. That's what I'm doing.
Randy, you've become bitter in your old age and extremely violent.
I sang that song years ago. I've been like this forever. Check the bottom of my shoes. You'll find dwarves. Dumping them out. That's the happiest day. I just wake up and I go, Oh, got my dwarf stomping shoes.
Oh, my.
It's going to be a good one.
Those are just called boots, Randy.
I'm trying to find that Dinklage guy. That's my white whale.
Now, I have...
More like a guppy.
Did you see the whale? Did you watch any of the movies?
You're
good with movies.
I watched nothing.
Yeah,
man.
Me neither.
I watched Top Gun.
Yeah, me too.
And it
got nothing.
Yeah.
You get nothing, Tom Cruise.
It got sound. It got best sound. Oh, cool. You recorded a jet. You saved movies. You brought people back to the theater, and you get an Oscar for sound.
Yeah.
They should just give him an Oscar for, hey, thanks to you, we're all back here.
They honestly should have given him some sort of lifetime achievement award.
Something.
I know he's like still in his 50s and like, you know,
yeah,
just still jumping out of windows and,
yeah,
and queefing underwater, but like, you know, he's doing all the stuff that we don't want to do.
Yeah.
And he looks good doing it. But
he looks great. I don't know who his doctor is. Scientology, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kimmel had a great, what did he say? George Santos, I think, is dressed as Kimmel or no. Dressed as Tom Cruise. There was some
Kimmel had a good joke about it. I love Kimmel as a host because Kimmel's just kind of good throughout. He's got those jokes. Mm. But he's not like, it's not stand-up polished
because
right. Kimmel's not a stand-up. He's just the everyman up there giving observations.
Yeah.
Conversational, and it's great. I thought the jokes were fantastic.
Yeah, even when there were like a couple oohs and ahs, he just kind of casually powers through. He's
exactly.
not fazed.
Enough money.
Did you think, would you have been pumped to be a part of that writing team for the Will Smith stuff? That probably you could tell they worked hard on all of it, but I'm like, man, that stuff they must have, I would have loved to have been in the writer's room for the jokes they weren't going to use. Because, you know, just to kind of get the kinks out and get into the flow, they were probably throwing a lot of big darts at the wall.
The crazy part about all the Will Smith stuff, not just that, but also Chris Rock doing a special, is like, I don't know if anyone's going to beat the jokes that were written that night.
Yeah.
Go back on Twitter. Twitter that night was fun.
It really was.
Twitter that night was a lot of fun. And
any favorites stick out?
Oh, man.
You were participating.
I had a couple. I had two. I forgot what mine were, though. I know I had one that rhymed about the theme song to Fresh Prince, but it wasn't the movie with your auntie and uncle back in Bella. It was something else.
Okay, see if you can find it. Will Smith, Brad Williams tweet.
Yeah. Just it's a fucking year ago, but yeah, like that night, all the jokes were out.
Yeah.
Everyone had to have their take because that's what Twitter's for. Like, oh man, and there were some that had some great ones. I can't remember off the top of my head, but so the fact that both Chris and then Jimmy had to then bring that up. Then a year later, I'm like, okay, we got to be original. We got to have a take or something that no one has said before.
Yeah.
So, hats off to them, man.
Would you go? Mm. Are those types of
the Oscars?
Yeah. What's it? You got one?
Oh, what was it?
One Little Fight in the Academy got scared and said, "We're giving you an Oscar, but go home to Bel Air."
Oh, there you go.
Nice, Brad.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great.
Because that was a knock on, like, they let him stay.
Oh yeah.
We'll give you the Oscar, but now go back to your mansion. Yes, what a punishment. Yeah, it's a banger.
It was also so, the joke was, well, whatever. We're not going to rehash the whole thing again, but it was, you know, I thought Chris Rock beautifully took care of it in his special. If you haven't seen that, by the way, I mean, the special was great, but man, he really, you could tell he was like, this is the time, almost a year later, that I'm going to, live with a bunch of people watching, and we'll rewatch.
By the way, in Baltimore, which is Jada's hometown.
Was that strategic? No fucking way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Just little slams.
You know, just like that little thing where it's like, let me just twist this knife
Holy
a little more.
Holy shit.
A little more, which I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, I think.
I'm all for bitter rich people. Give me more of them.
Man, his last line, don't
fight in front of white people.
Even when he said I was raised well and like I had parents, like that was a little jab at Will. I mean,
yeah,
like, man, he just butt fuck, man. You there's
butt
nothing.
Butt fuck indeed. Yes. Butt fuck. Yes. No, I try it sometimes. They call it pegging. Yes. It's great. Sometimes my wife treats me like a puppet.
You're gonna
shoves a stick up my ass. Yes.
This is going to have to be a new character in the act somehow.
I don't know. I just have to. Yeah. You know what? I might try it tonight.
So funny.
Because it's so much fun to do.
It's also relatable to anyone that has even been at a school drop-off or shouldn't be at a school drop-off but looks over the fence at a school drop-off or has seen it in a movie, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a very relatable premise.
Well, and I just want all the people in my daughter's lives, all the husbands, to be just like this guy. A guy that barely speaks English to the point where I'm not confident talking to him, but is just so positive. I like, if he wanted to cheer me on while I was having sex with my wife, I would totally say it. I would like, yeah, go for it. Yes, you can do it. No, it's good. You're doing great. You're not what you once were, but she's happy. She's still here.
You're doing the moves you used to do.
Yes, you threw out your back, but it's the effort that counts.
I'm a big effort guy.
Yes.
Would you sit next to this guy on a plane, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, he lands the plane. Yes.
No, not flying. This is...
No.
This guy... That's what I'm saying. You can take this man in doses.
Oh, so he's just like, peanuts, yes.
If he's sitting next to you, if you're 1A and he's 1B.
A Coke Zero, yes.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful drink.
Yeah, see,
wonderful. Fizzy bubbles.
You're probably downgrading yourself to coach moments.
I can be with this guy almost everywhere. He could make... he can make horror films so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go there. Oh, now you're dead. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Stab you through the face.
He's the guy that doesn't shut up during
Should
the movie.
Should have seen it coming.
There's got to be... that's also a guy that I think would probably surprise you as far as... Like, I don't know if you saw this video of the guy on the plane that had a makeshift spoon.
And, oh, yeah. And then he stabbed the flight attendant.
Yeah, which, by the way, video. Great. Now we can't bring fucking spoons onto the plane. And
yeah.
Look, I wasn't bringing food onto the plane that was, you know, needing the accompaniment of a spoon.
No, it's a burger. That's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing. But if it just, I hate the, when like things that, you know, like now are going to have to be an issue. You know, a spoon. But also, I said this the other day, if a spoon's taking you out, maybe that's how you're supposed to go.
I've had this conversation with my opener, JB Ball, a lot, where we have accepted death. We know it's going to happen eventually. Yeah. We just don't want to die where our last thought is no fucking way. Just so
wow.
Someone comes at you with a spoon, you're like, no fucking really, this
wow.
This is how I go.
Yeah,
like that's. Like if I'm sitting there with a disease and I'm in my, you know, 90s, whatever, it's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I had a good run.
Had a great run, yeah.
I had a great life. Hopefully all my affairs are in order. Great. You know, but if I'm taking a selfie and then right before I take the selfie, I feel my foot slip and now I'm going down to the canyon. My last thought is going to be, no fucking way.
Oh, my God.
That's how I go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, like, I don't want my last thought to be like, oh, God, the tweets.
Oh.
The tweets about this death.
Tweets, yeah.
The tweets about this death.
Oh, not your tweets. The tweets that are coming at your expense.
Oh, yeah. Just all the tweets that my family are going to have to read about comedians saying, like, oh, Brad Williams dies falling in canyon. It wasn't a canyon. It was just a crack in the ground. Like, you know, just stuff like that. Brad Williams mauled by lion. Oh, it was a house cat. Like, all these things.
I didn't know he was allergic.
Yeah. All these things. Like, that's all I want. I want my last thought to be like, all right, there's no real good tweets for this.
That's
one.
A good tweet, by the way. You should compose a tweet that's like, let me save you guys the work. And here are all the tweets you can say for the things that when I... This is how I'm anticipating going out.
Oh, okay. So I would do, like, the updated Twitter version of the SNL sketch where Dana Carvey played Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
And they had to do all the ways that Gerald Ford died.
Yes.
Gerald Ford died today.
But now it's you doing it for yourself.
Yeah. Gerald Ford torn apart by clowns. That's not going to happen. You never know, Tom. You're going on vacation. Great sketch. Look it up.
Unbelievable.
So now I just write people's tweets like, all right, here's all the ways I anticipate me possibly dying.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Because
here are your jokes.
Also, this could be a great exercise mid-show where it's like asking the audience, how do you anticipate me going out? And seeing the fucking silly-ass answers they come up with.
Being crushed by a titty.
And then either you get to write quick one-liner jokes for that right there, or I mean, like, which, you know, you'd have no problem with.
No, that'd be great. That's just, I don't want to die where that my last thought is, fuck the jokes.
Well, you're definitely milking every tit in every city, and by that I mean
I am milking every tit,
soaking it up.
City.
You've never been short of trying to get out there and do things in cities. That I always, you're almost becoming a tour guide for comedians that go to certain cities where everyone's just kind of doing what's given to them. Like, where's the downtown? Cool. I guess that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And you're like, no. There's a Muhammad Ali Museum in
Louisville.
There's a a better whiskey distillery or wherever you guys went here versus here.
Yes.
It does help to have somebody that wants to do that with you. And JB seems, you know, down for the cause.
JB, we're both the same, where we just want to go out. Like, the most boring thing we'll do is we'll find a Topgolf, and then we'll just be at Topgolf. If your town's got a Topgolf, that's where you will find me that weekend.
And you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. But, like, when we're in different cities, we like to do stuff. So I'm in where are we? Okay, so was in Louisville, went to the Muhammad Ali Museum, which was awesome, which was absolutely amazing. If you're there, either living there or around that area, go. I'm going to be in Cleveland this weekend, where there's a professional wrestler that I know that lives there. His name is Wardlow. He's going to give me a little tour of the city.
Awesome.
And then, also in Cleveland, there's some sort of something called like a battle court. Some guy hit me up on Instagram where we're going to do airsoft guns and like just run around and like tag each other with airsoft guns.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like t-shirt cannon guns.
Yeah. It's going to be
but
great.
But with nothing in them.
Well, little BBs.
Little
BBs. Or as I call them, boulders. Giant things that could kill me.
Yeah, they'll cause a little discomfort.
Yeah, but
not enough
fine.
To not do it.
Not like paintball. Like, and because have you ever played paintball?
Once.
Yeah, I played paintball a few times. The first time I ever played paintball, I'm like, I'm all in. I got my gear on, rented the gun, got the helmet, the face mask. I got a couple of pads, and you know, I'm like, this is gonna be great. And I'm running like, all right, let's go. Some dude, straight off of SEAL Team 6 training, was like, now I'm gonna go play paintball. Runs, does a John Wick move where he slides on his back. In front of me. Oh. He got below me. That's how low he was. He goes up, shoots up. The paintball goes up under my mask.
Oh, God.
Hits me right in the throat.
God.
And I'm just down like.
The tweets.
Fuck. And he pops up, and I'm sure he was like, I shot a gremlin.
Yeah.
No, someone got him wet.
Make a wish,
yeah,
Eric.
Yeah, whatever. But, that was, like, my first paintball experience. Do you have a good paintball experience?
It was fine. It was with, I was the one Jew in a church group, and so it was church group paintball.
Great sitcom.
Yeah, it really is. But this was, I would go to this water sports camp every year. My best friends in high school were all Christian, and so they had a 10-day-long water sports camp. So from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m., you'd go on the lake. It was like activities day. So they rented like 9 boats, 20 jet skis. There was a huge basketball court, big grass field, soccer, volleyball.
Amazing.
And it's, you know, girls from high school, guys, just like, it's awesome. And and so I'm like, cool, I'll go because that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And then 5:30 to 6:30, dinner, baby.
There you go.
And then 7, Jesus time.
Oh.
We
make you have a lot of fun. So you think,
hey, come here, Jew.
Is this what it's like to be with Christ every day?
Exactly,
well, it's less lakes.
So I'm like, all right, I can tolerate the minimal amount of Christ converting.
Hey, man, you and I, we went to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and all I had to do was sit through one timeshare meeting, and we got a free trip, and it was fucking worth it.
I was just quoting it the other day.
Yeah, because they're like, all right. So what's it going to take to get you into a timeshare in Cabo San Lucas? I'm like, more money than I got because I got nothing. They're like, well, do you buy a cup of coffee every day? I'm like, I don't. I hate coffee. There goes that fucking argument. It's like, well, what do you buy every day? I go, I don't know, stuff that keeps me alive, rent.
Food. Well, imagine never eating again, but living in Cabo.
But you got a pool in Cabo, and all you got to do is spend $200 and hop on a Southwest flight. and get yourself to Cabo San Lucas. I'm like, nah, this isn't going to happen for you, dude. Move on.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long was that meeting that you did for us?
I mean, it was supposed to be, I imagine it was supposed to be until I bought it. I think that's how long the meeting was supposed to be. Yeah, and after like 25 minutes, I think the guy was like, oh, you are broke. And I'm like, because he's like, well, what do you do for a living? I'm like, stand-up comedian. So you're really successful? Not at all.
And you were at that point.
I was okay.
Yeah.
I had a guy, you know, yeah. But I didn't want to
You don't want
to
let
him.
It on.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm broke. I did this, and he kind of got what I was doing. I'm like, yeah, I got me and my other broke comic friend here, and we just took the meeting so we could have a weekend in Cabo.
Free trip, man.
Yeah.
That was so fun. Those guys are relentless, by the way.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a great clip if you look on, I think, YouTube of Brad doing a limbo competition. And then we got Pat O'Brien when we went on Jay Moore's podcast. Remember to narrate?
The actual Pat O'Brien. Jay Moore doing Pat O'Brien. No. Not Kyle Dunnigan doing Pat O'Brien.
Yeah.
Pat O'Brien.
The real Pat O'Brien.
Yeah, that's right. He's going there, and it's a limbo competition. I don't know if that's Pat O'Brien.
That is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that video is on there. But yeah, it was something like that where the Christians gave you a day full of fun.
They gave me a day full of fun, but they said, here's a little bit of Jesus talk. And
sprinkled some Jesus, like salt bag.
Out of nowhere. And they went for it. Like, again, these relentless timeshare guys, or like, I had a buddy at Universal that tried to get me to do a pyramid. It was my first pyramid scheme. I went to like three meetings because he kept passing me. And I went
good
to him,
you.
And they sounded, I knew the first one it was a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Because it was like in a weird garage / living room. Like, the garage was open, like the car was right there, but we were in the living room. And the guy was like, the guy can't look like pyramid guy. The guy who was teaching, who was doing the thing, I remember he pulled down like a big, you know, piece of, you know, paper. And there was just like, he took out a big pen and he just started like feverishly writing, and his tie like wasn't on straight, and he was sweating, and he was just like, money. Who loves money? And we were like, oh, God. And a lot of people there stayed and were into it. And I hit him up after the third one. I was like, I can't do this. And he was like, man, I really need you to come to like eight more meetings. And I was like, this is why we don't talk a lot. So.
Yeah, because you take people to pyramid scheme meetings.
That being said, and I felt bad.
Who loves money? Well, if you look right here, our spokesman is Cody from Step by Step, the sitcom. Now, would he be involved in something that's sketchy? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I would.
I've only had one gig.
He's
probably a nice guy.
He's probably a great guy.
Cody, if you're listening, man,
come on the show.
Yeah, please.
Is he
still alive?
Oh, God.
Oh,
is Cody from Step by Step still alive?
I hope I didn't kill Cody. Anyway.
So I'm the only Jew there, and we do a talent show, and then before each talent show night.
And then everyone just look at you and be like, comedy writing, right?
Oh, no. Oh, I did. We did a whole skit where I did, like, everybody lip synced, and I was behind the curtain doing my impressions at this point. This was 10th grade, I think. So I did. It was like everyone. It was all these people that were trying to come to the camp, and they were getting interviewed to like maybe see if they could get accepted into the camp.
Okay.
I did Kermit the Frog.
There you go.
Bill Clinton.
Hell yeah.
Splinter.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wait, you spoke more words as Splinter than just.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I was like, how much Jesus stuff would that be? And then here's the last one. Round it out with Mike Tyson.
If you don't,
is it gonna be Wife King?
Come to Jesus moment.
That's like Jerry Steinfeld. Is it gonna be Wife King? And then the last one I did, ready?
Jews already walk on water. We don't even need the skis.
The last one I did, ready?
So I'm here for the meeting if I could get up on the boat.
Now Jesus Juice has a whole different meaning to that guy. So
it crushed. But
at the time,
the guy would pull me aside who were in the camp, and he was like, he goes, hey, man. He goes, how you doing? I go, great, man. It's been a lot of fun. My homies from high school. Yeah. Dude, out on the jet ski. Sorry that we broke it. Earlier, Adam French and I broke it and tried to definitely pass it off like we didn't break it. I think we got charged for it. Putting out to pick up an extra job. And so we get back, and the guy goes, how you doing, man? I go, good. He goes, you're having a great time, aren't you? I go, yeah, it's so fun, man. He goes, you mind picking up that book real quick? And I go, yeah, for sure. What's going on? He goes.
And then it just started smoking when you touched it?
Dude, he went so hard in the paint with trying to basically ask me, like, in so many words, like, you know, you can get uncircumcised. And I was like, huh?
That's your selling point?
I'm paraphrasing.
Come to Christianity. Why? We'll add some skin onto your dick. We'll put it back on. I mean, they'd probably, you know, I'm talking shit, but they'd probably get a few more phone calls.
Come to Christian camp, take a load off, we'll put some skin on.
Yeah.
So, wow. So that was my last time at a Christian water sports camp. But wait, what was the point of that story?
Talking about paintballing.
First time paintballing, yeah. Yeah. Now, look, did somebody scream, get the Jew, when they shot me? I can't remember. I blacked out.
That had to be, you were a little suspect when right before, he was like, all right, we got the red team, and we got the blue team, and then they just pointed at him, the Israeli team, and everyone's like, wait, what? What's happening? And then they just, all right, and obviously, our jobs is to shoot the Israeli team.
Yeah. You've shot guns.
Yeah.
Is that a thing you'll do on the road? You, like, go to a range if they're... I see people posting videos all the time. I think in Austin.
Yeah. So I went to... There's another thing I ended up doing in Orlando, Florida. There's a guy there. His name is Mike Busey.
Hmm?
Is he related to Gary Busey?
We hope.
Distantly, he is.
He is.
But that's not how he got his fame. He runs something there called the Sausage Castle. And the Sausage Castle... is basically a white trash Playboy mansion. And it's pretty great.
I'll tell you what's pretty great. Being Brad Williams. Because you get invited.
I get invited places.
You get invited. I'll just leave it at that.
Yep.
You get the invite.
And I go.
Hey, there's...
And I go.
I remember, I think, 4 years into being friends with you, you're like,
yeah.
I'm doing shows in Reno. The guy from the Bunny Ranch asked me to swing by. I'm swinging by.
And then I'll be swinging. And it was. I had a great time.
The Sausage Castle.
They had a lovely buffet.
Not to be confused with the Magic Castle.
Yes.
Although there are tricks and there are beads.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There is smoke.
Yeah.
And there are capes.
There's pinball machines. There's pools. There's pickleball courts. There's guns.
It's the basement for the Foot Clan.
There's a wrestling ring. Yeah, it really is. Wow. It is.
Is Danny the news reporter's son down there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so how'd you hear about this place?
He hit me up, Mike Busey.
Does he look like Gary?
If Gary was 60 years younger and also was in various Master P music videos.
Awesome.
So, yeah, like, he's got teeth, he's got a belly, he's got a belly tattoo, which, you know, he never covers, because why would you?
Why would you?
He's Mike Busey.
Let it out.
And, had myself a time. And he's like, we got a lot of guns, you want to shoot them? And I'm like, yeah. So he goes, you want to shoot the flamethrower? I'm like, no. That's terrifying.
It is.
But it is. But he's got, like, all right, we got shotguns, we got automatic guns, we got grenade launchers.
Holy shit. How do you get access to these?
Because it's Florida.
We'll be right back. Oh my God. Dumb question, table for one.
Yeah, so if you're ever down in Orlando, don't
drive right past Disney World.
Right past
Disney.
Take
a hard right down Sausage Castle Avenue.
Right past Islands of Adventure for Universal. Don't need to do that. Superheroes, you've seen them.
Hit the Avatar ride on your next family vacay.
Exactly.
Shoot a flamethrower with Gary Busey's brother.
Yeah.
While girls squirt into a, I don't know, orange dream machine fountain.
Wait, so you have been there?
That's the way they get. It's one of those clown mouths where the horses, they have that horse race has to go by, but instead of shooting a gun, girls just squirt into a clown mouth.
Yeah, girls just do that.
So it's like a family fun center.
It totally is. Families. And by families, I mean like Maury Povich.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
What's the community that's just hanging out there? Does he have his regulars that are just like?
It's a lot of guys with neck tattoos. That's where they all congregate.
Dan Bilzerian superfans, no? Guys that like
kind of like the same, kind of like the same kind of people.
Yeah.
But it was, there actually wasn't that many people there that day. The day that we were there, we kind of got a private tour. We just like, you want to take that ATV and
awesome.
Just go around the property?
Awesome.
I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, let's go around the property.
That's so rad.
And we just shot a bunch of guns and did stuff. I posted a video on my Instagram of me twirling on a stripper pole while two very friendly ladies were shooting dollar bill cannons at me.
I think I did see that.
Yep. So, it's a good time.
See, here's the thing, too. You're smart about look, at there's always, as a comedian, you're getting introduced to opportunities where it's like, here's some material.
Yeah.
But also, here's some life fun.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be on the road and you've been doing it as much as you have and you've been hitting cities that you hit before and new ones, you go, it's also like, fuck, dude, you could have a new 5 minutes from just going to a thing that you've never, and when the benefit of having some notoriety is people are just hitting you up being like, I saw you're here.
Yeah.
Do you want to come do this?
You want to come
it's
do this
me.
Thing? Yeah.
I've had that, but like for, hey, do you want to do my cryo machine? I'm like, yes.
I do, but still.
Yeah.
But it
wasn't Gary Busey's brother. It was, it was Tom Skerritt's dad. I don't know. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Well, it's another new year. We made it, 2023. We did it. Congratulations. Hug yourself, touch yourself, so that when you ask yourself who touched you, you know who it was. You got goals, guys, okay? And you want to achieve all of them, every single one of them. And Factor is here to help you do that. So if you're looking to fuel up fast with ready-to-eat nutritious meals, yikes. You ever just forget how to read? Meals delivered straight to your door, then Factor's the place to go, okay? They leave you time and energy to tackle everything else on your to-do list, so you don't have to worry about where and what you're eating. Achieve and maintain your 2023 goals with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and start saving time, eating well, and living your best life yet. If you love Factor, probably because you're too busy to cook and you don't like going to the grocery store and potentially, running into somebody from your past. And you want to skip the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too. Well, Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. And all you need is heat and a positive attitude. So whether your lifestyle is keto, calorie smart, vegan, protein plus options are on the menu each week. They're prepared by chefs and approved dietitians, not these unapproved dietitians. And each meal is all the ingredients that you need to feel satisfied all day long. 34 chef-prepared, dietitian-approved weekly options are there for you. Plus, you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 36-plus sweets, smoothies, juices, and more satisfying add-ons. Cut back on takeout and get Factor instead. Okay, it's ready to make, ready to eat food in just 2 minutes. Eating vegan or veggie is a snap with Factor. Each meal is prepared by the chefs that know what you want, and they're excited to give it to you. So head to factormeals.com/lastnight50 and use promo code lastnight50 to get 50% off your first box. That's insane. I didn't know that was the deal until I just read it. That's crazy. 50% off at factormeals.com/lastnight50 and you're going to get 50% off your first box. That's insane. So you got to do it. There's no better deal out there and no better food as well. Factor.com/aboutlastnight. Oh, wait, /lastnight50. Okay, do that. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying the episode, and it's cookie time. Attention, all cookie lovers, including me. Love cookies. Cookies are my weakness. I've said it before, and I'm saying it again right now. I know you crave the sweet taste of freshly baked cookies. Just saying that makes me foam at the mouth. Say it again with me. Freshly baked cookies dipped in milk or eaten by themselves. Well, look, my friends at Twin Life Baking Company have you covered in cookies. With cookies, you can cover yourself in cookies. It's your life. Made from the finest ingredients and baked to perfection. They've got flavors like red velvet stuffed Nutella, vanilla cookie monster, rocky road, s'more, strawberry short stack, birthday, funfetti, chocolate bomb, snickerdoodle, pumpkin snickerdoodle, classic chocolate chip, cinnamon toast crunch, cowboy cookie, cookies and cream, lemon delights, and guess what? My very own cookie. That's right, the Adam Ray Pop-Tart. Little bits of brown sugar Pop-Tart on a cinnamon Snicker. It's a chocolate. It's just, trust me, all right? It's the greatest cookie I've ever had. I get emotional thinking about it. If you're listening to this, you're probably a person with great taste buds and you love great cookies and you want to celebrate two badass moms. So right now, go to twinlifebakingcompany.com and use promo code AboutLastNight to save 20% off your order. That's twinlifebakingcompany.com, promo code AboutLastNight to save 20% off your order. What time is it? Cookie time. Now let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, like in 2 weeks, I'm going to Columbus, Ohio, and there's going to be a monster truck rally there. And they told me that I could go to the monster truck rally.
That's awesome.
So also, while I was in Louisville, I had just seen the film Cocaine Bear. And
that's right. Let's tell people what you did.
Oh, this is a baller move, and I highly advise people do it.
This is a text that I was so pumped to get and so bummed to get because I could not attend. Tell the people what you did.
I rented out a movie theater.
Yeah.
And just invited all my friends. And we're like, what are we doing? We're going to watch The Godfather, Raging Bull, Goodfellas? No. We're going to watch a better movie than all that. We're going to watch Cocaine Bear. That's what we're watching. We're going to watch Everything Everywhere All at Once? No.
No.
Cocaine Bear. Yeah. Did you not hear me the first time? Not a joke. We're going to watch Cocaine
Bear. I
want to
watch something that was that should be nominated.
Yeah, exactly. So we found a small theater in Sherman Oaks and only held 40 people.
Awesome.
Rented it out, invited all the friends. And so you're just watching, and most of my friends are comics, so everyone's doing their best heckles. It was
during
great.
The movie?
Yeah. Talk. Why
awesome.
Not? It's
awesome.
Great.
Yeah,
comedians,
because
heckle.
I would venture to assume that the story of Cocaine Bear isn't imperative that you
it's
follow
every
It's
easy
to detail.
Follow. Okay. You got it. That's why it was the perfect movie to do it. You don't want to do, oh, The Shape of Water.
No.
But
because if you miss how that alien fucked
God.
The woman,
yeah.
You're done.
Yeah. Oh, what,
is
like,
that even what happened?
Little minute details. I'm assuming that's the water alien fucking movie.
I'm looking up the plot
Shape
of
water.
Shape of Water.
Yeah. A woman falls in love with a fish man thing and fucks it in the gills. I don't know. But so.
Can you still say gills?
Oh, sorry. Is that the wrong pronoun? Anyway. But. So, yeah, I just rented out the theater for Cocaine Bear, and we got 40 friends. We all watched Cocaine Bear. We brought snacks. It was great.
It's awesome.
It was an amazing experience. I would highly advise, like, I would say do it for Magic Mike 3 that just came out.
Whoa.
Like, do it for that.
If you're looking to make your wife happy.
Yeah.
Set her friends up.
Yeah, and it wasn't as expensive as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be, like, crazy expensive.
No, I think it's, like,
it's not.
Yeah, it's reasonably priced and a great... Again, different thing that, like, because, hey, man, movies rule, but, like, you know, even that experience can get mundane where you're
yeah.
like, how do we mix it up?
Or, like, sometimes someone comes in and, like, they're on their phone the whole time
oh,
or they
man.
Got kids that are yelling. My wife once threw a quarter at a guy because he pulled out a full-size iPad. It was just on the iPad.
Get the fuck out of
here. And it was bright, and it was just, so my wife from, like, eight rows back takes out a core and goes, fuck this. Perfect teardrop shot. Hits the guy right in the head.
I was going to say, could crack the screen. But
oh,
no, she had good aim.
Right in the head. And I turn and I'm like, I'm going to marry you. Yeah. You, I'm going to, I'm, that's a nail in the coffin.
I
right
love that. There is
a
certain group of people that go to the movies and think they're still at home.
Yeah.
I took my nieces and nephew to see, I think it was Abominable Snowman movie. What was it called?
It wasn't called Cocaine Snowman,
no,
so
it
I'm
wasn't.
Not interested.
Oh, my God. Woolly
Cocaine
Mammoth.
Snowman, kind of redundant. Just called Cocaine Man.
Yeah, Cocaine Man. That's so funny. It was there was a kid that was just running free all around the theater, and he was up and down the seats. He would
man.
Run through people's aisles, and he was doing jumping jacks at one point in front of the screen. And so I just went down. I go, "Hey, man," I go, "control your kid."
Yeah.
And even my niece, God bless her, was like, "God, it's fine. Stop. You're gushing the scene." And I was like, "Wait in the car."
Yeah.
The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Elisa is a mute, isolated woman who works as a cleaning lady in a hidden high-security government laboratory in 1962 Baltimore. Her life changes forever when she discovers the lab's classified secret, a mysterious scaled creature from South America that lives in a water tank. As Elisa develops a unique bond with her new friend,
Love.
She soon learns that its fate and very survival lies in the hands of a hostile government agent and a marine biologist.
That's the weirdest intro to a porn ever.
She does the fuck the fish. You know for a fact? There's fish fucking.
There's some fish fucking in that movie.
Now, when they pitched that movie, at what point in the pitch did the studio go, I like it. Do they fuck? Or is
it? Because in the original pitch, they didn't. And they're like, we need a love story.
If we want to be nominated.
Yeah. We need her to fuck a fish.
And the guy, wasn't the guy who
Can
played.
Can the fish be a metaphor for something else that we're allowed to fuck? I mean, maybe. If you reach too far into it, but I don't know.
Who was the fish?
Doug Jones. Who?
No relation to Casey. Doug Jones was the fish in Shape of Water.
Okay.
If you're playing at home, if you're playing the Who Gives a Shit trivia game. No, good on you, Doug.
Some alarm just went off in Doug's house right now. Like, someone mentioned me.
No, what else has Doug done?
On a podcast.
He's probably done a lot.
That's great. He has. He's probably a solid actor.
Now, that's one of those things, too, where you get... you know, it's like you work your whole life to get a part like that or be in an Oscar-nominated film, and then you're covered. Like, he's got to go around telling people, I was the fish. And everyone's like, the fuck out
sure
of
you
here.
Were.
Sure you were.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I'm Meryl Streep.
I was the puck in Mighty Ducks 2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. This.
I did the knack.
He was in Pan's Labyrinth and Hellboy 2.
Oh, cool. Okay, so he's done some. All right, so he's like the guy for playing creatures. Okay, it's like him and Andy Serkis. Got it.
What if it was, what if it was Jared from Subway?
Oh, man. I mean, well, then he wouldn't have fucked her. She's too old.
We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here. I just watched that documentary.
Oh, you're right. There's a...
It's bad!
Oh, it's a bad doc or like... It's a good doc that makes you feel horrible about everything.
Yeah, I don't feel right saying it's great because it's bad. It's must-see TV. Surprised it didn't follow
if you,
Friends of the NBC.
If you want to sit down and watch an hour-long story about a guy fucking underage people,
man,
this is your doc.
Anytime a doc provides tapes... That's a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
So remember the Bundy tapes, right?
Yeah.
Or shit, I don't know. Even it's just it's also crazy because what it does is it takes you back to when he popped off as being this larger than life celebrity.
Right.
And I was like, I remember that time. It was 2000, I think 94. No, 2000 maybe, 2000 something.
But we were all rooting for him. We're like, hey, he's a fat guy that walked and started eating Subway sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
And look, he did right by his life.
There
and now
would've...
he's got money. Awesome.
2000. They interviewed people that went to high school with him. They were like, he was always so big, and he just got so big that he was, like, depressed, and he was isolated, and he just, like, thought we thought he was going to die. And then all of a sudden we see him, and he lost. We see this news article in Illinois, and he lost 245 pounds.
Eating nothing but turkey sandwiches.
and then Subway called him up, obviously. I mean, it was really look, I'm surprised nobody since has done that, like put on weight and been like, I had 15 chicken chalupas a day.
Well, I used to be a 300-pound dwarf.
Call me Tommy Taco Bell.
Until I got liquid death. I went on an all-liquid death diet, and the pounds just dropped off. Really, you just have a liquid death for breakfast, another for lunch, and a sensible dinner, and you will not gain weight. You can be your best you. Liquid death. Taste the coldness.
Side effects include night tremors, meat sweats, and pre-ejaculation.
Side effects may include death if you drink a lot of it.
Side effects include hallucination, screaming at your children.
Side effects may include dwarfism.
Wrestling strangers, friendly
snacks. I was 300 pounds, but also I was 6'4". And then a strict liquid death diet. And now I've lost the weight and a couple of feet.
I might not be able to ride every ride, but at least I'm not a fat fuck.
Yeah, at least I don't have to ask for that seatbelt extender every time anymore. Liquid death. Here's to your health, America.
Brad Williams. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So what were we talking about? Shape of Water. I don't know. That was something.
Shape of Water. Jared from Subway. We've been all over the place. Cody who?
Oh, from Step by Step.
Oh, great.
Oh, how did he age? Well,
I'm gonna let. We're gonna play a game called. What do you think, Brad?
Because I'm gonna tell you right now. Watching to bring it back to the Academy Awards. Watching the actor that was Short Round in Indiana Jones. He aged great. He looks fantastic. He looks exactly like he should be. He's wonderful. Good for him. Won the Academy Award. Great speech. Hugs Harrison Ford. There, you can now say that an actor from The Goonies won an Academy Award. It's fucking amazing. I love that guy.
So he's wearing a tank top.
Okay.
What do you think the tank top says?
One of those tank tops with an arrow pointing up saying the man, and then another arrow pointing down saying the legend.
I fucking love you. No, but very close.
Okay.
The location. Where's the picture being taken that we pulled up?
Ooh.
That he's wearing. By the way, okay, here we go. Where's the location? This is Cody from Step by Step,
Mississippi.
Let's narrow it down.
Okay.
Like in a is it a bathroom? Is it a house? Is it a kitchen?
It's in a tent in Venice.
Close. It looks like a locker room at a Bally's Fitness.
Okay, he's trying to work on himself.
Yep, and he is.
Okay.
He's a big fella.
Good for you, Cody.
Is he wearing, I said tank top.
Yeah.
Is the word loyalty spelled ironically?
No.
I mean, is there fun font? Is there fun font on the tank top?
Oh, no.
Is it a tank top with fun font?
I mean, I'm going to go with yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. Tank top with fun font. Does he have a weird facial hair?
He has a full beard. Oh. He has the beard from, like, remember Frank from Guess Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like Frank from Guess Who.
Wow.
If he found, if Doug Flutie introduced him to eugenics.
Okay.
Is he tatted up?
Oh, he's got to be tatted up.
Yeah.
This is a full Rob Van Winkle, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice scenario.
Is there a guy next to him?
Ooh. I mean, yeah, there's definitely a guy next to him.
Yeah.
This might be a personal life coach. This might be a Sherpa. I'm not quite sure.
All acceptable answers. Okay. And is the guy next to him more tatted up than Cody?
Oh, boy. Is there a face tattoo on the guy next to him?
Oof.
Neck tattoo.
Just about.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
It's up there.
We'll show the audience after I show Brad.
Okay. Wait, which one's Cody? Oh, on the left, that's Cody. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
He looks good. The tank top with the loyalty misspelled is a little weird, but all right.
That's the fun font.
Okay.
Cody.
That's not as scary as I thought it was going to be.
It's Sasha Mitchell, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not... That was like the first time where as a young boy I was like, Sasha, that's a girl's name.
Yep.
You know, and but he looks cool.
Yeah.
So I guess it works.
I guess it works.
Yeah. And he looks good. I was terrified. There was a and I guess this actor, this man has since turned his life around, but I remember like the guy that played the goalie in Mighty Ducks,
yes,
Goldberg, he had like a meth photo. That was just, it broke your heart. And then it went viral, and apparently he got his stuff together.
Cleaned it up.
He looks great.
Yeah.
And I applaud that. Whenever you talk about people that were, like, famous in the mid-90s, it's like, because we both know Jaleel White.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Kept it together.
Kept it together.
Yep.
Good family man.
Yep.
Love it. So, yeah.
I would have loved to have seen, though, and I can say this now, because Goldberg has cleaned himself up.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen him come back in a new Mighty Ducks as the goalie coach while he was tweaked out.
Well, I mean, they do have a new thing on Disney Plus, right?
They do, yeah.
Yeah. And
what are the kid shows you're watching with your daughter that you're going, all right, I can sit through this? I know you've got the music locked in where it's there's a station that plays all
lullabies, but does heavy metal. So it's like, it sounds like a lullaby, but then you listen to it, you're like, that's Enter Sandman by Metallica. It's awesome. I thoroughly recommend it. So, some shows. Okay, she can watch Robin Hood, the one with the foxes, all day, every day.
Awesome.
Oodalali.
Golly, what a day.
What a day. And I can break down that movie in scary
ways. I love that she loves that. You know that's my favorite Disney movie.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, then she's in good company.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Does a lot of Mickey Mouse stuff. Oh, there's this French kid show on Netflix called Oogie Oogie, and it's a cat, and it doesn't. They don't talk, and it's delightful. It's. I want to live with Oogie Oogie. It just seems like a carefree life. They drink they drink a lot of blackberry soda.
Great.
And they play with balls of string. It's
what's not to like about this show so far?
It's wonderful.
How long is it?
It's like little 50. It's like a 20-minute episode, but then within the episode, there's two or three episodes.
Great.
So you could like get high, watch an episode.
She giggles.
Oogie, she loves it. Loves Oogie Oogie.
Are there songs from Oogie Oogie?
There's a theme song. That's just, it's not words. It's just la 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 la. La 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 la, and yeah, it's just that.
Okay,
and so she could remember those words. She's good. Sings that.
That's like, all you need.
Yeah.
For a theme song, people that are trying to go, Carmen Sandiego shot its load too quick.
Oh man,
I mean their demo was older, but
also she's three, so she's not gonna remember the Tiny Toons theme song. We'll get to that one.
Yeah,
I'll show her that
one.
It's a great
time.
Show. But, yeah, she got that, loves her some Sesame Street, loves her some Mickey Mouse Funhouse, Clubhouse, and Roadster Racers, of which Jay Leno's a voice.
On Roadster Racers?
Yeah.
Whoa.
There's an announcer named, like, Billy Beagle, and Jay Leno is the voice of that guy.
Amazing.
He's announcing races.
Amazing.
He's like, oh, we're all here, everybody. It's a big race today. Donald Duck, Goofy, Mickey Mouse.
Everybody there.
Everybody there. Pete the Cat. Kevin Eubanks is driving.
The only person who thought of it was Oogie Oogie.
Yeah. With Oogie Oogie. He found a Disney property? Okay. Well, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how that works.
Are you loving, we got to wrap this up. Yeah. Are you, what is she doing right now that is like blowing your mind or is like the new life thing that she's discovering or that she's seen in the last 48 hours, even 48 days where you're like, holy shit, I'm glad I was here for that.
Oh, man. Okay, so.
Probably a lot now, right? It's happening now, probably weekly.
She's three and she's going to school. And once you go to school, you learn a lot more. Because now you have other kids to talk to and teachers that are doing amazing things. And she came home from a day of school, and then she goes, I want to sit on the couch. And we're like, great, let's sit on the couch. So we go and we sit on the couch, and she took my hand, she took my wife's hand, and then she put our hands together. Like, so now we're holding hands, and then she just looks up and goes, I love my family. And I'm just like,
Oh, God.
And then, like, I looked at her like, Mommy and Daddy aren't getting divorced. You know that, right? Like, we're fine.
You don't need to peer mediate.
And then, like, I'm looking at my wife like, have you been telling her something? I've been on the road. I've been to the Muhammad Ali Museum. Did you want to go? Did I not buy you enough tchotchkes?
Oh, my God.
Did you not want to see cocaine there?
Was that, is that what broke us apart?
Yeah.
Wow, no, she just wanted to have a moment.
She just wanted to, and then she
That's
does,
so sweet.
She
man.
Does things where, like she'll, one thing I love is she'll be listening to music, and then she'll be, like, be eating a snack, and then she'll go, family, let's have a dance party. And I'm like, damn right we're having a dance party. So we just turn on whatever music louder, and we just go nuts, and we dance. She loves it. She does the hokey pokey. It's great. Never thought I would love that fucking song again,
That's
but
awesome.
Now I do.
Yep.
It's great. Everything she does is like, every little thing she does is magic. Sorry, that
yep.
song's in my head.
It is.
But it is. Everything, like, and I'm now that guy where my kid does very basic shit, and I'm like, yeah, smartest kid ever.
Awesome.
I love it.
Is it also, she's not at the age yet where she's experiencing any, like, I like with the friends at school or like,
oh,
you know,
here's this part melted my heart. Okay. Cause I was worried like, all right, she's going to school.
She's
like,
not in an all dwarf school, right?
No, I've looked. Hogwarts isn't real, but so like she goes to school,
but
like
I didn't know. That was
school.
A real question.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know.
No, that's regular school.
Yeah.
And, she goes to school and then I'm worried because I'm like, man, this could be like the first time she's around other kids. There's a lot of other kids. Like, they're like 5 years old in the same class.
They just don't know any better.
They might look at her. They might have some questions.
Yep.
And she gets out of there, and everyone's laughing. Everyone's a good time. And then the teachers come to us, and they say, hey, can we talk to you for a second? I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. And they go,
she's already the racist kid.
Yeah. She said the N-word 4 times.
She said, like, you, it was cool.
Yeah, she said, Daddy said it was fine.
It's an ice. He said specifically, it's an icebreaker.
Yeah,
and then she quit, and then she sang the Oogie Oogie song.
Yeah, it's crazy. But the teacher brings us over and goes, just so you know, it's the craziest thing. She goes, the whole class is like protecting her.
Wow.
The whole class is like, oh no, that's our and like they're constantly checking on her, constantly making sure she's okay. I'm like, that's fucking great. I had a dramatically different experience. I definitely went to the school where the kids came back and was like, hey, Dad, there's a dwarf kid in our class. He went, that's the weak one. Attack, attack. Stab him in the yard. Everyone knows that you are not the victim now. Everyone goes to him. They turn the attention away from you. Go for him. That's the school I went to.
Oh, my God.
But she is not going to that school. And maybe, you know, times have changed. Maybe this is a kinder, gentler world that we're living in now. And maybe the kids did it right. I don't know. But, so that felt amazing. Because it's like, cool, I won't have to drop kick any kids on the first day.
Totally.
Because I will.
Fuck yeah.
I'm waiting for my shot. Basically, come on, daughter. Make something up.
You still
give me permission to drop kick a kid.
You got time. I think yeah. you're a few years away from
something's
those kids
happen.
Saying something wrong.
First grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey. Oh, so.
By the way, here's an advantage. You dressing up as a new student.
Oh, I
going
will.
Into the class.
I'll shave my beard.
Just going in and following a kid into the bathroom being like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, what's
hey,
up, man?
Yeah. You want to go, you want to have some. Some gummy bears in the bathroom?
Yeah.
And that's sure. code for I'm kicking your fucking face in?
That's a great fucking movie, by the way.
I will. I will do that. I will I will shave my beard, suck some helium, and then run in there. I'll be that Steve Buscemi meme from Twitter. How are your fellow kids?
There's probably nothing you wouldn't do at this point to protect her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No. And that's something you discover right away. Like right away being a dad, you're just like, and I'm sure it's mom too, because my wife was definitely this way as well. You stop and you go, oh yeah, nothing matters to me anymore. All that matters to me is that she is okay.
Wow.
And that she has a great life. And so like, yeah, we're moving. Right now, we're looking for homes because the
still
schools
in LA.
Around. Yeah, still yeah. in L.A. because the schools around us suck.
Yeah.
So, like, the preschool is great. This school is great. But
and
because
you need
sucks.
A school that's
good.
Just good.
Just
yeah.
Good.
You're not trying to, like, do too much as far as massaging, like, we need, like, a dwarf principal or at least a dwarf. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but,
no.
like, you don't care if it's. If
no, I don't
yeah.
care if it's a principal.
Put her in a place that's. That's truly so normal,
yeah,
right? So that it's
fine.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and but the school's been great, but the schools suck around us, so we got to move. And but that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what you do, and there's never a thought about it. So so far, so good. So what I'm saying, Adam, is, you know, don't pull out.
We'll be right back. We will be right back. Brad Williams, 700th guest. I love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, love
you're
you
a beast.
Too, buddy.
Go see Brad on the road. He's fucking crushing it. I'm sure we're going to get a new special soon, but
yes.
but until then, go see it live because it's always better live.
It is.
And you're adding shows and cities and venues
yeah,
that
we,
are just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, because, okay, by the time this comes out, we sold out the Wilbur in Boston, so we added
Amazing.
A theater there.
Amazing.
We sold out Sony Hall in New York, so we added a show there. We sold out the Pantages Theater in Minneapolis, so we added a show
Amazing.
There.
Amazing.
And I don't know. We're adding a show at the Neptune in Seattle.
Amazing.
So we sold out the first one.
And you may or may not see me there.
Yeah.
I think there's a strong chance you're going to see me there.
Let's
so,
go.
Yeah, extra go. Extra push. You're a legend. Can't wait to see the new hour.
Yeah, buddy.
Happy the fam's good.
Yeah, buddy.
Now
I'm going to try to go outside and not drown in a puddle.
Good night, everybody.
Exorcism.
There's stages of demonic attack. She was perhaps the most severe. It was nightmarish.
Graphology.
I can look at somebody's handwriting and I can analyze their character.
Private wrestling.
He wanted me to run over his penis with my car.
Every week on Profoundly Pointless, we explore something new. Listen to Profoundly Pointless wherever you listen to podcasts.